This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yes, it's Ask the GP, and Dr. Niall Breen from the Portmarnock GP Clinic in Dublin is with us here in studio to answer your questions. Niall, how's things?
Things are good, thank
you. Good. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. This listener, Niall, has had a dry, sore throat for weeks. I've been drinking honey and lemon, using the saline nose spray as well. Nothing seems to help. Any advice, please?
Well, I suppose one thing to consider there is we're getting into that sort of hay fever season again, because as everyone knows, we had a very extended spell of wet weather, so a lot of kind of growth, and then it has been dry and breezy and blustery lately, so might be worth considering taking something like an antihistamine to see if that does any good. What you'd want to know about somebody like that is, are they a smoker? Are they unwell? Also, it doesn't sound like that they are. And in fairness to them, they're doing a lot of the sensible things, using a saline spray and honey and lemon and that sort of stuff. But I'd consider an antihistamine. And if it's ongoing for weeks and weeks and not settling, I would consider a trip to my doctor then.
Really as well. Yeah. And that's just the over-the-counter antihistamine?
Yeah, you can get decent ones over-the-counter now.
Just and not the non-drowsy? Or get the non-drowsy?
Get the non-drowsy, yeah. And, you know, something like cetirizine to take in the morning. And that would do the job, I think.
Listener's been vomiting up specks of blood since Friday night and Saturday morning when they were violently sick. Nothing yesterday, though. But again, this morning, I've been vomiting. I don't have any pains in my stomach. I have been on various different medications for many years, haven't changed my medications, but I've been feeling nauseous for most of the weekend and taking anti-sickness tablets. Should I be concerned?
Well, anytime you're vomiting blood, even flecks of blood, it's probably something that you should get checked out. This will happen if you have a violent sort of a gastro bug. Sometimes the vomiting, it actually, the reason that there are specks of blood in it is when the mucus lining of the esophagus, which is the food pipe, if that gets a little bit raw, it can sometimes reveal small blood vessels and they can sometimes bleed. So happily, that's often the commonest cause. But for somebody who's on a lot of medications, it doesn't sound like this has happened before. I would always be very cautious about this. Things we all also worry about would be people who have difficulty swallowing, weight loss, people who are smokers, people with other histories. So this I would be cautious about, and it might as well involve a trip to their own doctor.
Okay. Just go back to the topic of hay fever. Listener wondering, should I start taking an antihistamine now before the season kicks off? I usually get it quite bad in the summer, or should I wait until it actually hits?
I think it's probably no harm to start taking it now, provided that you don't have any side effects. Depends on the symptoms. We know that sort of paradoxically, taking one of the steroid nasal inhalers can be very good for eye symptoms as well, as well as taking the general antihistamines. But if your summer's miserable because of them, it seems like it's going to be relatively dry for the next little while. So I would get in early with them.
This listener is 6 weeks postpartum, Niall. They're wondering, can they go back to contact sport? Some people are saying they have to wait a few months.
Okay. Usually when we get a question like this, person has already been told to leave it a bit longer.
Yeah.
And they usually want us to overrule that. But in general terms, it's usually about 3 to 4 months. And it would potentially even be a little bit longer if that person had a cesarean section. If they hadn't had a cesarean section, if they had a vaginal delivery, probably 3 to 4 months is reasonable. Cesarean section, I think you can't even drive for the first 6 weeks, or you're not meant to. So it's probably going to be up along the 3 to 4 month mark as well. Depends on what the contact sport is too. I mean, is it rugby? Is it GAA? Is it something where you might get a you know, potentially get an injury to the abdomen. Or as well as that, if you're on your feet a lot, are you at risk of pelvic issues as well? So unfortunately, as far as I'm aware, it's around 3 to 4 months.
Okay. My daughter has started having migraines. She's 22 now, in college, and is in agony with them. They can last for days at a time. Any advice for this listener?
Yeah, well, I think studies show that migraines can often be underdiagnosed, and about 1 in 7 people suffer with migraines. And absolutely, I would get in there with pain relief. Just make sure there's no codeine in it. So nothing like, say, Solpadeine or Nurofen Plus, because that can give a rebound headache. People are a bit reticent to take things like paracetamol regularly. You can take 2 paracetamol every 6 hours unless you've been told by a doctor not to. So I definitely would get that on board. Some anti-inflammatory also. I'm always careful with labels. So where has that migraine diagnosis come from? I'm sure the person is probably correct, because I think studies show that we sometimes underdiagnose them. So I would get in with pain relief regularly. I would have a look at triggers. We know that stress can be a big trigger. We know that alcohol, chocolate, red wine, cheese can also be triggers. And it's the preponderance is about 3:1 female to male.
Okay.
So it's commoner in female patients. Some women will get it around the time of their cycle as well. So you would probably need a more complete history there. If it's only started having migraines, it would be an indication to go along to your GP.
Yeah.
More to make sure that the diagnosis is actually correct and get the pain relief in, because migraines are horrific. If the pain relief isn't working regularly, there's prophylaxis that we can give and other prescription-only medications. So
this listener's son is 12 and has a cluster of warts on one knee. They can't get a doctor's appointment before they go away for the Easter holidays, Niall. So what can they do?
Definitely. So there's a few things you can do. So
is that unusual?
No, it's not that unusual.
Okay.
People can get them all over. It's slightly uncommon, but not unusual, if that makes sense. So the best thing, that if somebody comes into me with warts, I use cryotherapy, which is an aerosolized liquid
nitrogen.
It's
the freezing gun thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that stings a little bit, but it's really, really effective. So if that person was coming to me and I was treating it, these wouldn't be gone by the Easter holidays. I don't think that's possible. I suppose we're in the Easter holidays right now, but if they're going away, I don't think it's possible to get them absolutely treated. So what I advise people to do is get an emery board, a disposable one is fine, file down the dead skin, use the over-the-counter treatments, book an appointment with your GP for as soon as you can. And it's a combination of all those things. Takes a little bit of diligence, will help the warts to get treated very effectively.
File it down.
Yeah, because the virus that actually causes it is embedded quite deep in it. So if you file away the dead skin, and some doctors will use a little curette, which is kind of not for cutting, but scraping off the dead skin. And if you can actually get right into the source, you'll kill the virus that causes them and they'll settle faster.
Now, this listener, please help. I'm in agony with piles. I'm in my early 30s. Male listener. I have a good mixed diet, exercise at least 3 times a week, lots of blood from them when I go to the toilet. So I'm looking for some suggestions.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're an awful agony.
Yeah. So this is something that patients will commonly book in with us, and they'll describe them as piles. And it's not to be, I suppose, pedantic about it, but it actually isn't a pile in many cases. It's a thing called a perianal hematoma, which sounds frightening, but it isn't. But instead of a pile, which is a kind of a blocked off vein that kind of pokes downwards, a perianal hematoma is a collection of blood that's walled off, usually from straining, and it's really, really, really sore, and it can occasionally bleed and ooze blood and be very, very uncomfortable. And it extends just outside the mucosa of the bum, and it can block stool and make stool very, very painful. So then people withhold, and then when they do eventually have to pass a bowel motion, it's larger than it normally would, and it's really, really sore. So I think I would probably get that examined. If somebody's passing a lot of blood from their back passage, they'd need to have that examined. And if that's what it is, sometimes using the numbing creams and the suppositories can help a little bit with that. But ultimately, if someone's having a lot of bleeding from the back passage, even if we sort that out, I usually like them to come back and I'll do a rectal exam, which is gloved hand, bit of gel on the index finger into the back passage to make sure that there's nothing else going on.
Yeah, okay. Listener has a bruised and swollen knee that didn't injure it, but this listener's a painter and spends a lot of time kneeling down. It's very sore. Any suggestions?
Yeah, I think this came up a couple of weeks ago or a few weeks ago. It probably sounds like a condition called prepatellar bursitis, which is where the natural fluid pockets that surround the knee get inflamed. And we see this really commonly in painters, carpenters, plumbers, cleaners. They call it housemaid's knee, and it's for people who are kneeling down a lot. And definitely that person should consider getting the pads that you can get to go around the knees. Take an anti-inflammatory. Sometimes getting the frozen peas, putting them in a tea towel or something and applying them to the area will help bring the swelling down. Yeah, but it's usually not sinister.
And finally, a male listener in his early 30s says he has an irritated prostate. Niall, I've been prone to prostate infections for a couple of years. Anything I can do to handle it?
Well, an irritated prostate sounds like prostatitis, and that's usually a doctor only diagnosis. So I wonder if this person has been diagnosed that in the past. It usually only settles with an extended course of antibiotics, sometimes 2 to 4 weeks. When I get patients with prostatitis, that's what we usually do. And we bring them back and do a series of follow-up bloods to make sure that the inflammatory bloods and the PSA are all settling down. It's a diagnosis I'm very cautious of in my clinic, but we do make from time to time just to make sure there isn't something else going on.
Finally, how do I treat a sprained ankle? My husband says ice and my sister says heat. Which side are you falling on?
Okay, where's Solomon when you need him? I think rice. So kind of elevate and cold and keep the ankle.
So the
up.
Husband's right.
Probably, if that's what he said.
He said ice.
Yeah, I would go with ice, yeah.
Dr. Niall Breen, Portmarnock from the Portmarnock GP Clinic. Thanks a million, Niall, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.